Welcome to the Stoop Juice Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, episode number 10. Episode number 10 is titled Encourage Openness. My name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice. Stoop Juice is an organic juice bar in Park Slope, Brooklyn. We are on 15th Street, 7th Avenue. In regards to openness, I think that that's a huge component of my business philosophy. Openness begins with the ability to self-critique and to reflect upon things central to your own beliefs, your thoughts, your actions, your behavior, and results. Openness can inform private, personal, or group discussions. I know that I've learned an important lesson my junior year of high school by juggling too many things at once, and that led to underperformance. Back then, I spread myself too thin by playing for multiple baseball teams and had my playing time reduced with my high school team, which I had under-prioritized in favor of my travel team. When I think about this helped me. It helped me gain key insights for questions to ask myself to gauge the effectiveness of an effort. Today, when an underperforming vendor calls me and asks me why I no longer order from them, if my schedule allows, I tell them my baseball story and I ask them what would they have done and how do they think. I also ask them how do they think they're performing in comparison to other vendors. Then I listen. I focus on the listening and listen to how they reply to both questions, and I value their insight. More times than not, the candor expressed through my baseball story promotes an open dialogue that creates opportunities for both of our businesses to grow. I remember on one occasion, this gentleman walked into the shop and he ordered a green juice. From the very beginning, his demeanor seemed troubled. Despite this, I decided to strike up a conversation with him. He sighed as I asked, "Do you know what agape is?" As he rolled his eyes, I continued and I told him it means universal love in Greek. It's the highest form of love, I said to him. I said, is of God for man and man for God. Now feeling comfortable, and I think I broke the ice, the man told me about a business deal that went wrong between he and his brother. A deal in which he'd gone against his better judgment based on trying to please their mom. I asked him how often he thought about this and feels upset, and he replied right away, every day. I quickly told him that he was doing this to himself simply because he wasn't able to forgive his brother. I went on to suggest for him to consider, aside from forgiving his brother, for him to be able to forgive himself. He smiled. He smiled. He looked at me. He sort of agreed with me, but he said it was easier said than done. He left my shop in better spirits, and he also made me think about a phrase in my mission statement. One of the lines in my mission statement is, I'll follow my own advice before giving advice to others. That night, as I was meditating and over the next couple of days, I contemplated which family member I may be holding a grudge against. My dad came to mind. My father and I share the same name, Jose Franco. Him and my moms met in 1964 in the hospital when my grandmother was in a car accident. My dad was friends with my Uncle Caesar, and he was visiting my grandmother in the hospital. And it so happened that my mom, who was living in the Dominican Republic, arrived from the airport straight to the hospital, and the first person she met outside my grandmother was my dad. As luck would have it, the two of them would fall in love. They got married within a year. Later on, my dad's eldest brother inherited the house my dad grew up in, my grandfather's house. And what he did was he took out an equity loan and he paid my aunt and my dad a third of the market value, and that was their inheritance. And according to my mom, once my dad got this money, my dad quit his job and he just, you know, became a drunk and stayed out late. My mom, who's my mother's no joke, unwilling to put up with this behavior, my mother took my brother, who at the time was 8 months old, and she returned to my great-grandmother's house in the Dominican Republic. Once back in the Dominican Republic, she realized she was expecting me, and six months later, she returned to Puerto Rico. My dad's erratic behavior continued, and my mother, who had no support, left for good to live in New York City in the Upper West Side. So she left in the 70s. And in 73, my dad, in an attempt to try to get back with my mom, that didn't work out. And he returned to Puerto Rico back in 1975, and he was never part of my daily life again. Soon after, my mother divorced him. Though my dad never supported my brother or I afterwards, my mother never badmouthed him. I would ask my father, I would ask my mother about my dad, and she never had something negative to say about him. You know, whatever I would ask, she said, "Well, that's a good question. Ask your dad the next time you see him." So the next time I saw him was eight years later. I was participating in a baseball tournament in Puerto Rico, and he showed up. After that, 15 years later, I saw my dad when I introduced him to my wife and my mother-in-law while in Puerto Rico for my wife's cousin's wedding. In 2010, my daughter, who was 5, asked if she wanted to meet her granddad, so we took her to Puerto Rico. When I ran into him then, he gave me his phone, and we exchanged numbers, and we called a few times. You know, that made me happy, but sadly, in the calls he made after the first initial calls, he was drunk, and he would rant, and he made no sense, so I would hang up and not immediately pick up the calls after he called back. I didn't want to enable this behavior. So despite this, when my customer exited my shop, I followed my own advice and I called my dad for Father's Day, that next Father's Day. I can't tell you the joy that he had and that I heard on his frail voice. When I got to talk to him that Father's Day, I found out that he too had lost 75 pounds since the last time we met, me through my vegan lifestyle and him through the side effects of prostate cancer. I told my mother about the call, and she then immediately called him. Over the next few weeks, she spoke to my dad regularly, and she asked my brother Raphael and I to do the same. My dad passed away 6 weeks after the only time I wished him happy Father's Day. I did not expect to be as sad after his passing as I was. I didn't even expect to cry, and I did. Despite my dad and I, my sad narrative, I still felt the connection. Since my dad never remarried, I was the next of kin, and I had to sign off on his funeral arrangement. So in encouraging openness is something that I think sometimes you'll touch on things that may be a little uncomfortable, but being in that space, you're closer to growth. So a big part of my business philosophy is trying to promote openness and communication, and it's something that I see works, and I am a firm believer that when I'm giving advice to someone, all I'm really doing is giving advice to myself if I was in that situation. So that's a big part of the reason why I do these podcasts, because I'm speaking to myself in certain situations. So when I go back, I can hear the advice I'm giving others, but I'm really giving advice to myself. So if this is something you can apply or use into your life, it would make me immensely happy. Thank you for taking the time to listening to my podcast today. And until next time, thanks again. My name is Jose Franco from Stoop Juice in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Thank you for listening. Until next time.